ship, sir," called someone from the bridge staff, proving her wrong. "Definitely Republic, and they're taking a hammering, sir. No other visible combatants, but there may have been launches from the ground." Darth Kratos grinned, and Axe grinned with him. The Republic had made its move and was being rebuffed. How much easier, then, to swoop in as the savior and liberate the planet right into the Emperor's arms.
"Take us in, Colonel Kalish," Darth Kratos said. "Launch all fighters and prepare for battle."
"At this distance, our fighters will not be able to break free of the black hole's gravitational pull," Kalish said, smoothly countermanding the order. "The moment it is safe, my lord, I will launch them."
"Very well," hissed the Sith Lord. "That will have to do."
He wasn't used to anything as lowly as physics standing between him and his wishes.
"Full power all engines," Kalish ordered the fleet. "Lock courses and prepare to engage."
The Imperial fleet came about, straining to reverse the considerable momentum it had already gained just by being in the black hole's powerful gravitational field. The Paramount's engines roared and rumbled, casting a bright blue light across those ships coming up in its wake. The lighter cruisers fared better than the massive bulk cruiser and its heavier support vessels. They caught up and began to draw ahead. It soon became abundantly clear that Kalisha's original advice had been sound. Instead of picking up velocity as they whipped around the Singularity's event horizon, propelled by freely available gravity, they would struggle to gain every drop of Delta V wrung out of the engines at great expense. Their progress was painfully slow. Axe could feel her master's impatience growing. Redoubled because he knew he could say nothing, threaten no one. This was his decision, and his responsibility alone. The crew worked around him in perfect efficiency and with maximum effort. All knew that Darth Kratos would vent his frustration on the first person to fail him in the slightest possible way. Axe watched the long-range telemetry closely, eager to learn anything she could about the planet's forces. What she saw puzzled her deeply. There were no ships apart from those belonging to the Republic. Furthermore, there was no obvious assault being conducted from the ground. It looked like the Republic fleet was fighting nothing at all. Even stranger, the Republic ships appeared to be attacking one another. Half the fleet appeared to be retreating, while the other half either did nothing or actively impeded the rest. As she watched, one small cruiser suddenly switched its drives to full, propelling it wildly into another ship, disintegrating both. It was as though something had infected half the fleet, driving it mad. Darth Kratos studied the same data with a deeply suspicious expression. Axe wondered if he thought it was a trap. But to what end? The Republic couldn't possibly benefit from the destruction of its own ships.
"Would you like me to hail either party?" the Colonel asked.
"No,"
said Axe. Darth Kratos and Kalish both turned to her in surprise.
"Master, I advise against explicitly identifying us as servants of the Emperor," she said. "Remember that we are the enemy in Lima Zandrit's eyes."
"Perhaps the traitorous Heridian will change her mind," said Darth Kratos, "now that these weak-willed fools have found her."
With a blinding flash, the Republic's capital ship exploded, casting debris in all directions. Axe shielded her eyes against the glare.
"They're certainly not putting up much of a fight," she said.
Half the Republic ships had been destroyed or crippled. The rest were regrouping and recalling their fighters.